Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Burr. The Wilmington Concert Opera returns to the stage this weekend with the Delaware premiere of the first opera written in a U.S. tribal language. On this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny speaks to the Wilmington Concert Opera's artistic director, Kirsten Kunkel, herself a member of the Muskogee Nation, about the performance.
This is such a poignant story. Can you give me just a quick synopsis of the tale this opera tells?
Absolutely. So the title, Loxi Shali, roughly translates to Shell Shaker. And it is the story of a young girl named Loxi, which translates to turtle. And she has all of these interactions with the children her age where they make fun of her for being slow, like the turtle. And she goes to her mother and her grandmother and says, I don't like the way that they're treating me. And they say, well, it's actually an honor to be named after the turtle, but go and talk to the river and the river will guide you. So she has a conversation with her father and then she goes and talks to the river and the river sends her on a journey where she meets the actual turtle. And he introduces her to these animal teachers who teach her life lessons. And they have a wonderful time together, and she's gone for a number of years and lives with this turtle. And at some point, he reaches the end of his life, and the grandmother, which is the role I play, comes as the spirit of the grandmother turtle, and she comes and she takes his spirit away. But before she leaves, she tells Loxi, the young girl, to take his shells back to her tribe. And she takes those shells back to the tribe and becomes a leader of her tribe. And that's the idea of where the shell shaking tradition begins. So this is a story that is created as part of this overall experience of this opera. And it's based in folklore and of the Chickasaw Nation. And a number of us who are involved in the production come from shell shaking traditions. So it's very exciting to have our heritage is represented on the operatic stage.
One thing that struck me about this opera is the universality of how it begins. I think all of us have had that universal experience in the first act of being teased, bullied, treated as different. And I love that this opera starts from that common ground.
Absolutely. I agree. It's one thing that I've noticed the more and more I work with my classical native singers and musicians, instrumentalists, is that we all seem to get along very well because we understand where we're all coming from, but that all of these ideas are things that apply to everyone at a human level. And because of that, it should appeal to pretty much anyone who comes to the show, and they can see an element of themselves in it somewhere. And I think that's one of the things I really like about what's happening, not just with this piece, but with modern opera in general, is that I think it's trying to become more accessible and relatable in many ways across the board. And of course, as you know, we've discussed that's part of Wilmington Concert Opera's mission, is always bringing that to the table as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the composer of this work and how you discovered this opera.
So Jared Ivatschatat-Tate is the leading symphonic composer in the classical native world. And he and I have been colleagues and friends for quite a while. We met at the National Museum of the American Indian, Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. when I was finishing my doctorate. So it's been a number of years since then. And we were able to work together in 2021 in Bozeman, which is now Opera Montana, and did a program together, and we collaborated on one of my works and one of his works. And he's actually become a very good friend and colleague because he's inspired me to become much more of a composer myself, but he's also written a number of works that I've premiered. So I was part of the original team that premiered this opera in Oklahoma City with Canterbury Voices. And in fact, everyone who has a principal role in our production was part of that original team that premiered the roles. So we have a number of people that are from Oklahoma, but we also have a number of people that are not involved in this production and a number of people that are local as well. So it's very exciting. But yeah, so I've been involved with Luxi Shelley since its onset, and actually before it was ever written. I was part of a libretto read, and then the libretto changed completely. But I was always kind of slated after my initial audition to be this role of the grandmother. And it's a role I take very seriously, and I consider quite an honor, because elders are always considered to be the most respected in any tribe. And the role of the grandmother in this is so important and pivotal in what happens with Luxi in her life and how she becomes a leader. So I take it very much as an honor that I was considered and given that role.
The story behind this opera comes from a Chickasaw legend, and I want to note that you've been called the leading Native American soprano working today. And I wonder, does performing this work feel different than presenting Mozart or Rossini?
To me, yes. To me. I think there are many levels on why that is the case, but partially it is because I have a friendship and a shared desire to make Native American representation on the operatic stage to be something that happens not just this one time or through this one opera, but to be happening frequently and to be that representation we need for the next generation. So I think because of that, in and of itself, yes, it's different. It's also a very different sing. The way Jared tends to compose is bombastic, big, full orchestras. It's almost Wagnerian. That being said, I need to have the same solid technique that I would sing with Strauss, Puccini, Mozart, to be able to do it effectively.
You brought up a couple of points here that I sort of want to get a little bit deeper into. And the first is that, you know, I wonder from a musical perspective, does the music in this opera hew pretty closely to the European classical tradition? Does it diverge sonically?
Both. I would say both. Jared is very, very educated and established in classical Western music, but he definitely has his own style. And he pulls frequently from the music of the tribes, and not just the Chickasaw Nation, but other tribes as well. I think this particular iteration is going to be a little different because we are downsizing it considerably. It was originally about a 3-hour opera. Now it's going to be about 70 minutes. We have taken the 160 voice choir. It is down to 5 people who are also the animal teachers. And we are now using a chamber orchestra. All that being said, I think that will just mean that we have that same abundance of sound in a smaller space, because both of the places we've performed this previously have been places that are much bigger than the church we are going to be performing in. We're performing in Saints Andrew and Matthew in Wilmington, and it's considerably smaller than, you know, the Civic Center in Oklahoma City, for example. So I think that his style is uniquely his own, but it is rooted in classical tradition, and that unique style makes it interesting while still being accessible based on what we know and are consider something that our ears are used to hearing.
You mentioned representation earlier, and this opera raises that ongoing discussion that we're having in the world of classical music and in the world of opera about representation. I think we can all acknowledge there's a lot more work to be done, but are you optimistic?
I never, ever considered that I would get to sing in a tribal language as an opera singer. I never considered that I would get to work with other native people in the classical music field. So there has already been so much more to my career than I ever anticipated in such a good way, that I can only see it going up. I can only see more collaborations happening. I see them happening regularly. There's, you know, I was part of something called the Good Medicine Indigenous Music Festival in Houston this last year. That is such a profound idea that never would have happened in the classical music world when I was starting out, when I was doing my undergrad. And when I did my doctorate and I did my Alex Posey project and commissioned songs based on my ancestors' poetry, that was wildly new. And no one was doing that. And so I feel like I'm very much part of this movement, and we've even called it a bit of a renaissance, because it is something that's so profoundly important, and it's now just starting to get traction in the bigger musical world of classical music. It's not to say that it hasn't existed, it just wasn't being done on that big of a level. And I think that there are important people in the past that have tried to do more and had a little bit of success, but they hadn't broken through in what the way that it's happening now. So yes, I think, you know, sometimes it's baby steps, but right now we've got momentum. And I think the more that people see this kind of thing happening, first of all, they'll realize that it wasn't happening because they may not have ever thought of it. But we also want it to involve our tribal communities so that they see that they can be part of this classical musical world that may have never been a consideration for them in the past. And so I think we're trying to bridge that gap. And I think that that is happening slowly but surely. And the more we do this, the more we interview and talk about it, but also the more we present, the more likelihood those opportunities will come. The fact that our little startup company, you know, that's been around 10 years now, is presenting this opera on any level, chamber music or otherwise, at the Opera America Conference speaks volumes. And I'm so excited to be part of that and be part of the team promoting it. So yes, I'm highly optimistic.
Thanks to Wilmington Concert Opera Artistic Director Kirsten Kunkel for joining our Martin Matheny on this edition of Arts Playlist. The Wilmington Concert Opera's performance of Lok Shishali is next weekend. Tickets and showtimes are available at wilmingtonconcertopera.com. And we close out the green next with Enlighten Me, where we feature a Delawarean's documentary on dealing with stress by staying connected. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.